The United States has signed a new military contract with India under which the two countries will allow the use of each other's land, air, and naval bases for repair and resupply. The move aims to counterbalance China's rise as a maritime power, which could in turn draw reaction from Beijing. Spain's Socialist Party has refused to back acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's efforts to forge a minority government. Rajoy is set to put his candidacy to Parliament on Wednesday in a bid to secure a second term in office and end Spain's months-long political impasse. Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff says there is no justification to remove her from office. Addressing the Senate at her impeachment trial, Rousseff called her trial for alleged corruption a coup. Meanwhile, hundreds of her supporters have rallied outside the Senate in a show of solidarity with Rousseff. Turkish-backed armed groups have pushed deeper into northern Syria, seizing 10 more villages near the recently captured Syrian town of Jarablus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says operations will continue until all threats, including from the Kurdish YPG forces, are removed. Damascus, in two separate messages to the UN, has denounced Turkey's, quote, repetitive violations, aggression, and massacres in Syria's north. The Syrian Foreign Ministry accused Ankara of committing crimes against humanity. The Turkish military entered the Syrian territory on Wednesday under the pretext of fighting Daesh terrorists and Syrian Kurds. The Pentagon says clashes between the Turkish army and U.S.-backed Kurdish forces are unacceptable. It says the fighting provides room for Daesh terrorists to find sanctuary. The Pentagon reiterates that the Kurdish YPG fighters must return to the eastern side of the Euphrates. The Yemeni army has released footage purportedly showing the army and Ansarullah fighters firing artillery shells in the Saudi city of Jazan. Footage also shows the forces breaking into two strategic Saudi military bases in the cities of Najran and Asir. The UN has reported a surge in Israel's settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territories. The UN says Israel continues to defy calls to halt its settlement expansions. Tel Aviv has allocated $13 million in new funding to expand its settlements, which are illegal under international law.